Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And this is Tim Wenger. I'm at the intersection of Treehaven and Huntley, where a fairly dramatic standoff has just concluded within the past 10, 15 minutes or so as Buffalo SWAT team members had entered a home on Treehaven. And Buffalo Police Captain Jeffrey Rinaldo is going to let us know what has happened here.
Yeah, at approximately 6 o'clock this morning, Buffalo Police received a call for a family dispute. Upon arrival, they were told by a couple that their 22-year-old son had come home and started causing a problem, tearing things up inside the house, and he was also brandishing a couple of butcher knives. When patrol arrived, they attempted to speak to the young man, who started producing the knives, became very irate, and threatened to harm the officers if they came inside the house. The house was evacuated, and the assistance of our SWAT and crisis management team was requested to bring this to a peaceful conclusion. At approximately 10:15, SWAT officers did enter the house and retrieve the suspect, who is currently in custody unharmed.
You were communicating with him with a loudspeaker. I mean, is that fairly standard practice for you guys?
Yeah, we were using a loudspeaker on the side of the house, and part of it we weren't getting any response from him, so we brought in our LRAD device, which is a much louder loudspeaking device, and we positioned in front of the house to ensure that no matter where he would be inside of the house, that he would be hearing our commands.
Do you have any indication what may have ultimately led him to make the decision to come out?
Well, he didn't. We went in and retrieved him.
Okay. Are knives the only weapons the 22-year-old had?
There were only weapons that the officers saw him having. There was some reports of firearms inside the house, but at this point, he did not gain access to them.
So now you said he came back to the house. Does he live here?
He lives here. He apparently came home late in the morning.
Was he intoxicated or under any sort of...
Still under investigation at this point.
So in less than 24 hours, your SWAT unit, the department has been pressed into service in a standoff situation. I mean, that's got to tap you guys emotionally and physically.
Yeah, it's as I said, it's a big drain, as you said, emotionally, physically, on our resources. But again, that's why we train. That's why we have enough officers assigned to both the CMT as well as SWAT, so that if people are fatigued or in instances like this where there's multiple call-outs, we have people we can rotate into those positions.
Was there anybody ever in danger in there? Can you tell us about what the dead again, please?
Well, initially, when the family called the police, yes, because he was brandishing weapons and threatening to harm his stepfather and mother. So that's what generated the 911 call for our assistance. But again, when we arrive and we see a hostile subject armed with a knife, we if we're able to safely back out of that situation and call in the assistance of our SWAT and CMT, that's what we do. So that, as you saw, time's on our side, and it brings these things to a peaceful conclusion with nobody getting hurt.
What charges could he be facing now?
At this point, probably menacing, criminal mischief, and for starters.
And he had several knives?
He was brandishing a couple of butcher knives when the officers first arrived.
They talked about, over the speaker, that his mom was there, wanted him to come out safely. How did that play into him helping him come out to coming to conclusion or not?
Not really. I mean, in these situations, you do everything you can to try and get the person to come outside and surrender peacefully. It works a lot of times. Sometimes it doesn't. In this situation, he just had no intention of coming out. He wasn't affected by some tear gas that was sent inside the house. And ultimately, that's when a decision has to be made for our officers to go inside and very slowly try and find him and extract him.
Is it just the tear gas they were using? Because we heard several pops. So was there any sort of flashbangs or whatever?
No, just tear gas.
Was there a struggle once the officers made it inside of the house?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That is Captain Jeffrey Rinaldo of the Buffalo Police Department giving us the final details of what transpired here. But in the end, the important thing is a safe conclusion for the Buffalo Police SWAT team members and a safe ending as well for the individual who was physically, they went into the house and retrieved him. So that is it from Treehaven at Huntley. I'm Tim Wenger, and we'll send it back to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.